Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhan, Chapter 27, Scene 3. Krishna reminds Indra of reality. Thus praised by Indra, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, smiling beautifully, spoke to him. My dear Indra, I have stopped your sacrifice just to show my causeless mercy and to revive your memory that I am your eternal master. I am not only your master, but I am the master of all the other demigods as well. You should always remember that all your material opulences are due to my mercy. Everyone should always remember that I am the Supreme Lord, and I can show anyone my favor, and I can also chastise anyone, because no one is superior to me. If I find someone overpowered by false pride, in order to show him or her my causeless mercy, I withdraw all one's opulences. It is noteworthy that Krishna sometimes removes all opulences in order to facilitate a rich man's becoming a surrendered soul to Krishna. This is a special favor of Lord Krishna's. Sometimes it is seen that a person is very opulent materially, but due to one's devotional service to Lord Krishna, he or she may be reduced to poverty. But one should not think, however, that because one worshipped the Supreme Lord, then one became poverty-stricken. The real purport is that when a person is a pure devotee, but at the same time, by miscalculation, wants to lord it over material nature, Lord Krishna shows his special mercy by taking away all material opulences until at last one surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Thus, after instructing Indra, Lord Krishna asked Indra to return to his kingdom in the heavenly planet and to remember always that Indra is never the supreme, but is always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna also advised Indra to remain as King of Heaven, but to be careful of false pride. Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.